with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. We're celebrating Christmas, Bob. It's the Christmas food gifts, and many of our board of directors are going to be chatting with us today. And we've got another one on the line, right?
The remaining two.
Right.
Yep. Of course, Rob Russell no longer with us, but we just heard from TGID, and the other one is this fellow from the East Coast we like to call Big Paulie. It's Paul Rotella. All-around good guy, stand-up guy, and president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. And how are you, buddy?
I'm great. What a pleasure to be back with you and your great audience, and it's just so nice to be talking with you guys again. Get ready for Christmas. It's going to be a big one this year, I think.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited.
Of course. So what is going to be on the menu for the Rotella House?
Well, I got to tell you, one thing I wish was on the menu, you're going to die laughing. I was down in Fort Lauderdale. I just get back, right? And I just landed. You're going to love this. I was shark hunting. I landed an 11 and a half foot, 1,400-pound tiger shark.
Oh, my gosh.
That, you know,
that's
and
big for a tiger.
This beast.
That
oh,
is big
you know,
for a tiger.
It's rare in those waters, a tiger shark.
Yeah.
1,400 pounds.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, I'm going to slice this up and grill these steaks, right? Then these guys tell me it's a protected species. I mean, you know, if they want the protection, they should have come to me. But,
yeah.
You know, we'll talk to these guys later. But so I had to let it go. But I did.
I've never heard of a tiger shark that big.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it's funny. When the way to do taxidermy now, you can't get the shark mounted. They take pictures, do measurements, and then you send it along to Gray's Taxidermy.
Right.
The biggest taxidermy in the country, right?
It's fiberglass.
So a couple days after we send it along, I get a call from Gray's. The guy's like there. Skip. He goes, listen, I'm not trying to say you nothing. You already got the shark mounted, but he goes, you know, we don't get a lot of tiger sharks, especially ones this big. Tell us about the fight. So I'm like, wow, this must have been, they all said it was a record. This must have been even better than I thought. It took about an hour to land it, Bob, and it was just great. But alas.
I bet it towed the boat around a little bit too, didn't it?
What, bro?
I bet it towed the boat around a little bit too, didn't it?
Oh, it was an hour. It was fun.
Yeah.
You know, this thing. And you know what happens? They tag it, right? And now it's my shark. I literally have rights to the shark. So if anyone else catches it because of the tag on it, they got to notify me and tell me where they caught it, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, I bet you've got a star named after you, too.
I do have many stars.
So Paulie, you know? Tell me about shark fishing. I mean, what are you throwing out there for bait?
Shark hunting.
Oh.
Shark hunting. You don't go shark fishing.
Oh, you speared it then. You were diving.
No.
It's a joke. All my friends are like, I said, I'm going for shark. They're catching little tuna, little bonita. I actually use the stuff they caught for my bait.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, well, I've been towed around by a 10-foot hammerhead a time or two, and those, I've never heard of a tiger shark over 10 foot. That's huge.
Yeah, 11 and a half. They said it was a record. The captain of the boat said he only caught four of them, none nearly as big, in 35 years of fishing.
So wow. tell us what's going to be on the dinner table come Christmas Day at the Rotella House.
Now, you didn't think I could make a transition from shark hunting to Christmas, right?
I know it's not going to be shark meat.
But, no, but, you know, we're Italians. You get the Feast of the Seven Fishes, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And we make nice fish Christmas Eve, which is really a tradition. When I was a little kid, my great-grandmother, God rest her soul, she used to have these eels swimming around in our kitchen. I was like, what the hell is that? They eat live eel. You have to get it live, and then you cook it with bacala and other galamad and all kinds of seafood and shellfish. It's great. But then the next day, my wife makes a standing prime rib, kind of like Charles Dickens, you know? And you can imagine me, the big Italian that I am, Charles Dickaleone or whatever. I go and we make this beautiful standing prime rib. I mean, it's amazing. They have to order it in from our butcher shop special once a year with the Yorkshire pudding and all the trimmings, right? But then, you know, Bob, during the week, we make a big one, okay? It's a big prime rib. I mean, it's about 50-something pounds. Because we have a commercial oven, we can do that. We can't grill that. But we get a leftover prime rib. You take that. And you put that on the grill, a couple days later, it'll last. You get a charcoal broil taste on a prime rib. It's phenomenal. So that's so you didn't think I could fit this in, but that's how we do it.
Tell me about the eels. Do you like eel?
About 3 feet long usually.
Uh-huh.
And the eels are in the sink. You buy them alive because you got to kill them and cook them right away. Otherwise, they're bad.
Right. So do you skin those? Then do you fillet them out and then like run a fillet knife down to get the skin off?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Well, and then you know basically all this stuff is put into like a. There's two ways to do it. Some people do it hot. I like it when you make a cold seafood salad. You chop it up with squingeal and galamad, and you know you put mussels.
But you still have to cook it all before you do that.
Oh yeah. Mm. Oh yeah. It's not sushi, for God's sakes. Come on, huh? You know. Yeah. Didn't you see that movie, The Irishman? For God, come on.
Yeah.
You gotta learn how to do these things. But yeah. No, these are big, great, you know, Italian, maybe Mediterranean type of tradition. I think they're actually Catholic traditions, to be honest with you.
Well, I know the Brits and the Irish are big on eels too. So it's Europe in general must like those nasty little things.
It's just different. Now let me tell you, my wife is Irish. Okay, there ain't no way we're gonna put an eel in our sink, right?
Uh-huh.
There ain't no way that she's gonna kill an eel. But you know, since my great grandmother passed, I did go to my favorite restaurant in Atlantic City, 2825. And they made a beautiful seafood salad in anticipation of Seven Fishes the other night.
Well, I've been there with you before.
Yes, you know it. Hey, I want to give a shout out. I was just talking to a dear friend of mine in Michigan, Denise. I know you're listening. She is running the Michigan Broadcaster Association, dear friend of mine. And I was just cut off the phone, but I said, make sure you listen to the Grilling Guys. She listens all the time. So, Denise, I want to say hello.
All right.
She's out there in Michigan listening to you guys.
Nice.
But what are you guys doing for Christmas? You can do anything special? You got something going on?
Oh, we just got a bunch of cooking, you know, people coming around. And when you're a grilling guy, we're going to cover it in a couple segments. Bob's wife has a prime rib recipe, standing prime, just like you said. We're going to be throwing one of those down. You know, it depends on turkeys, hams, got all of that going on. And then, of course, the whole plethora of side dishes as well, because everybody likes a little bit something special during the holidays, and that's the time when I kind of throw down and make a little bit of everything. Even if I don't like it, if somebody else does, that's a good thing.
No, right? It's good. We have a tradition in our house. We take care of all family business, you know, over the holidays.
So right.
Sometimes things get messy, but otherwise we're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I forgot. Your wife's name is Bonnie, right?
Bonnie, yes.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't remember she was Irish. Can she cook?
Oh, my God. You know, she cooks. Don't tell my mother. She cooks better than the Italians. You know
why?
Yeah,
because I've never met an Irish person that could cook.
Oh, my wife. Well, you look at me. Look at the size of me. What, are you kidding me?
Oh, you're half the man you used to be, right? Yeah.
Well, I know she spoils you, but...
God love her. Thank God for her. But no, you know why? You know why the Irish is such a good Irish cook is so good? Because they don't try to screw around with the recipe. All the Italians know better. No, I put this in. I put that in.
Oh.
She follows the book, and it tastes so good, it's unbelievable.
But I heard the Italians taught the French how to cook, so I guess that's an ongoing European argument.
Well, you know what they say, there's Italian food and there's leftovers.
I'm Scandinavian, and there's not many things they make that I really care for.
You got to love your potato.
You got good taste. You go to good Italian restaurants.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But thank God. But you know what I'm saying? All of us together. You know, celebrating. You know, and I got two new daughter-in-laws, basically, and they're doing very well. I got a new granddaughter, Scarlett.
Congratulations.
The love of our lives. Oh, she's amazing. And my, not to be outdone, that was Sean Paul and Jenny. Aris and Laura, they got a dog. You ever see that commercial, Dop Chewy Dog?
Oh, yeah. So Sean Paul's the new dad then. Okay.
Sean Paul and Jenny had the baby.
Oh, okay.
Aris and Laura got a new puppy. So I have a granddoggie, a granddaughter. And Billy, God love him, tomorrow he's finishing his first semester of medical school.
Going to be another doctor in the family.
He's doing good, too, now. So everybody's doing good. Thank God. Bonnie's great. Let me tell you, last year was a tough year. You know.
Yeah, I do.
Best year. So thank God. Thank God Almighty. And, you know, this is a great time of year to give thanks and do something nice, you know.
That's why we called you.
Do something nice. And you know, that's nice. But you know what? This is the time you see somebody, help them out. They need help. You want to do it. You give gifts out and everything. Make a donation. Do something nice.
Paul Rotella.
This is the time we have to appreciate what we have.
Board of directors, the Grilling Guys, longtime friend, all around good guy. Thanks for joining us. Blessings to the Rotella household. And with a little luck, we'll see you next year.
Hey, we love the Grilling Guys. God bless everybody. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays to everyone.
Perfect.
Take care, buddy.
All right, thank you. All right, coming up next, we're going to hit a few last-minute gifts for the griller on your list. Stick with us. We'll be back.